Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's your girl, Teresa Ray Butler, and welcome to Cream City Classica. And tonight we have Miss Radiant. She's coming to Cream City to talk about her book, Love, Sex, and Mayhem. Well, let's get right into it. We're going to check the call lines. We're checking area code 574. 574, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
This is Miss Radiant.
It was a long week. Yes, it's a long week getting you here. We finally got you here. We got you on the platform. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming. We love to have authors on, and we understand you have a new book to tell us about. But before we get into that, we always like to ask our authors, when did writing for you all begin? Why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about Miss Radiance, a little bit about your life, what you want us to know, and then let's get into your writing journey.
Okay, well, Miss Radiance, I'm from a small town in North Carolina. I was raised by my grandmother. I'm a single mother. I have a 10-year-old daughter. I started writing at the age of 11. And I self-published my first novel in 2012, and I signed a G Street in 2015. And I have just released my fifth title January 14th of this year.
Okay. All right. Now, when you were growing up, did you have any experience with writing back way back then, or just your first novel was your first writing experience?
Well, I used to write journal entries and poetry when I first started. And in middle school and high school, I wrote short stories. And then I started, writing full-length novels probably around 2009.
Okay. Now, with those short stories and journal entries, were they back then about the topic of love and relationships, or did you, talk about the stars, or can you remember?
Mm-hmm. They were mostly about love, relationships, or whatever I was going through at the time.
Okay, fair enough. So your first novel, can you give the listeners a little bit about your first novel without giving too much away?
My first novel is titled Gangsta Lovin', an epic love story, and it's basically about a gangbanger who falls in love with a good girl who makes him want to change his entire life and do the right thing for once.
Okay. And then was there a part two to that right away? Or, 'cause that was your first novel, which was self-published, right?
Yes. And I self-published part two, three, and four.
Well, there's always a curiosity about how do you go about doing something like that. So do you want to give the listeners a little bit about how did you go about self-publishing before you came into the company of G Street Chronicles? The reason why I like to do that is because there are a lot of listeners who are interested in writing a very good story. You know, people have some very great stories, but some of them don't know how to get it out there. How did Miss Radiance get that first couple of novels out there by herself?
Well, I researched and I used CreateSpace and Kindle Direct Publishing, and I searched and bought my own stock images, made my own covers, but it's very time-consuming, and you have to have the means to actually, you know, get everything done with the editing and the promotion and the marketing. So I didn't have those resources when I was self-published.
Okay.
But
we have a couple more.
I took a chance and decided to put it on Amazon and see if it would sink or swim, and people was feeling it.
We always love to hear that. That's amazing, because a lot of people don't know if they take that chance, they can get the same kind of results as you've received. And when we come back after commercial, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, hold the line, and we'll be back after this break. Thanks. Yes, 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 Miss Radiance. She is radiant. We love to talk to new authors because writing a book is huge, and she's done 5 already. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, y'all know I'm all into that. Teresa Ray Butler, it is Cream City Classica. And you know, if you need a commercial for anything that you do, rap, sing, dance, y'all know where to go. $5 ad, creamseedclassic@hotmail.com.
Andre Carter has never given a woman love or affection until he meets Kiara Murphy. Despite previously viewing these emotions with disdain, he is now willing to allow her inside of his heart. As they indulge in gratifying love, an ex-lover's catastrophic rage of jealousy threatens to destroy their solid bond. Love is like a drug. One of the most powerful forces known to man. When blended together, these two things can be very explosive, sometimes causing more pain than pleasure. Only time will tell if this combination will be enough for Andre and Kiara to conquer all the obstacles threatening to tear their relationship apart.
Love, Sex, and Mayhem by Miss Radiant. Available
Kindle, Amazon, G Street Chronicles.
Pick up your copy.
Yes, yes, Miss Brady, and she's on the line with Cream City tonight to talk about love, sex, and mayhem. We have her here, and she's talking right now about the process of self-publishing. Miss Brady, are you on the line?
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay, great. We were asking you, you know, how did you go about it? And you were talking about the difficulties with editing and some of the challenges. Now, if you were like 1, 2, 3, 4 books in by yourself, how did you come to keep going? You know, there's a place where people give up at when it gets too difficult.
I actually self-published 7 books by myself, the Gates of Loving series. I did that one, then I did 3 standalone contemporary romance novels.
Oh, okay. That's amazing. Wow, look at you. Have you ever considered being a publisher, like putting other people out?
I thought about it, but right now I'm basically trying to brand myself as an author first before I get into branding other authors.
Okay, okay. All right, well, let's get into this this novel that we are talking about this evening. How did it come to be that you felt the desire to turn something in, a manuscript, into G Street Chronicles? Was it just wanting to do something different? We want to talk a little bit more about, like, how exactly, like, what led up to it, because we know that obviously you submitted a manuscript because you have a book, but being a person who comes up in the novel by yourself, I mean, what was the turn of events? Was there an opportunity or just a desire?
Well, I wanted to sign a G Street for like 2 years, and I had sent them some stuff in 2012, like early 2012, but I didn't hear anything back from them, so I figured the timing wasn't right and continued doing it on my own. And then last year, he found my material on Amazon and he contacted me. So I guess it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
Oh, okay. Now, what was that experience like, moving from a self-published person to a person under a successful series like G Street Chronicles? Did you have, like, a release party yet? Are you still glowing in the happening of it?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
We just want you to elaborate on the experience of being signed with G Street Chronicles. We understand it's still, like, a very new book, so is there a release party? Was there a release party? You know, do you have a tour schedule lined up? Things like that.
Well, I'm looking into some stuff right now, but nothing has been confirmed yet. So.
Okay. All right. And how does your people that are in your intermediate family that are close to you, how are they, you know, friends and family, how are they responding to your newfound success?
That's really proud of me.
Okay. Okay. Now, before, when you were self-published, how did you handle the PR aspect of it all?
Well, that's the thing. When I was self-published, I didn't know, I didn't really know much about promoting and marketing. So that was the biggest challenge as a self-published author.
Okay. Well, what were some of the things that you were able to do?
You said that I were able to do?
Yeah, like you said, you did turn to Amazon for yourself, and you said it was well-received. Did you use social media? Did you go out in public and stand around and hand sell books to the public? What were some of the things that you did to keep pushing the copies out?
Honestly, I wasn't using social media or hand-selling books at that time because I didn't really, you know, grasp the whole aspect of that. I just wanted to put my books out to see what the readers would think.
Okay, okay. Do you have any book clubs or anything that have invited you to speak? Have you spoken anywhere yet?
Yes, I did the Sisters of Essence last April, and I'm hoping to do them again this year.
Wonderful. Shout out to them. Shout out. All right. Well, why don't you just give us a little synopsis of all of your titles before we get to the Love, Sex, and Mayhem, because that's the big deal right now, the Love, Sex, and Mayhem. But let's just give the readers just a little synopsis of each one of your other titles. You did kind of give us a synopsis one already, but we just want them to be entertained for the rest of the titles.
Ooh, okay. Well, I gave the first one, so the second part to Gangsta Lovin' is called Gangsta Lovin' 2, My Time Now, and that is about Luke Davis and his journey from a street gangbanger to a rap star, and how he transitioned from one lifestyle to the next, but he still end up going through challenges in the next lifestyle, and his old life keeps intertwining with his new life. Then I have part three, which is a follow-up to that one, and he's basically picking up where he left off after his fiance dies of cancer, and it breaks down how he gets over that and moves forward and continues to thrive in the music business. Then I have my first contemporary, The Secret Is Out, and that is about a woman who's been married. Well, she chose to marry a man that was rich so she would get out of the hood, and she's been married to him for the last 15 years, but come to find out that their son is not really his son, and before he married her, she was already pregnant by her ex who went to prison on a drug bin. Now he's back, and everybody's life is pretty much, you know, falling apart.
Goodness. You got some heated situations there. All right, continue on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I don't want to get the whole book away.
Right. So the next title would be, what's the next one?
And then the next one would be Love, Sex, and Mayhem, the new one that's out now.
Okay, now does that one have anything to do with the other characters in the other books?
No, this is a whole new, this is actually my first erotic romance, which was a step outside of, you know, the contemporary that I usually write.
Okay, it was
a little different. I wanted to give the readers something different and something they wasn't used to.
All right, cool. Well, we're going to talk about that something different when we come back from a commercial. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, hold the line. Cream City Questa, we have the lovely Miss Radiance, and she's going on Cream City talking about her new novel, Love, Sex, and Mayhem. This woman is like 7-8 books in. I said like 5 before, but I was way off. Sorry.
Andre Carter has never given a woman love or affection until he meets Kiara Murphy. Despite previously viewing these emotions with disdain, he is now willing to allow her inside of his heart. As they indulge in gratifying love, an ex-lover's catastrophic rage of jealousy threatens to destroy their solid bond. Love is like a drug, and sex is one of the most powerful forces known to man. When blended together, these two things can be very explosive, sometimes causing more pain than pleasure. Only time will tell if this combination will be enough for Andre and Kiara to conquer all the obstacles threatening to tear their relationship apart.
Love, Sex, and Mayhem by Miss Radiant. Available Kindle, Amazon, G Street Chronicles. Pick up your copy.
Yes. Miss Radiance. All right. Let's just wrap the show up with the Love, Sex, and Mayhem, the baby that's on the birthing table right now. Where are we with this book? This book has been released, right? Am I correct?
Yes, it was released on January 14th.
Okay. Now, readers can find it on Kindle and Amazon, from what I know. Is there any other place that they can get a copy of the book?
Not at the current moment, but I'll be getting a paperback soon. So if they want a paperback, they can inbox me on Facebook or any of my social media networks.
Okay. Do you want to give your information out right quick so they know how to do that?
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple because I am Miss Radiance everywhere. On every social media, I am Miss Radiance. That's my Twitter handle, my Instagram, and my Facebook.
Okay, listeners, it's I Am Miss Radiance, just like it sounds.
Yes.
All right. So, the book right now on Kindle, Amazon, is selling for, I believe, $2.99, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about this before we close the show out. What about Love, Sex, and Mayhem do you want the readers to be intrigued by to pick up this book and check you out?
Okay. Well, this book, it basically breaks down the repercussions that can happen when a man makes a woman, well, when he plays with a woman's emotions, making her think the relationship is deeper than what it is. And then she's head over heels in love with him and can't accept that reality. But then she looks up and he's giving that love that she wanted to somebody else. So you got to see how the mayhem situation comes in.
It's pretty crazy. Now, we like to ask our authors this because a lot of times it's true. Is there anything about any of your novels that reflect on your own life? Like, where do you draw your inspirations from?
I pretty much get my inspiration from past relationships that either I experienced or somebody that I know and in my circle went through.
Okay. So it's safe to say that you know about heartbreak and failed relationships, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your little girl, she must be old enough to pay attention to what you're doing. Is she inspired by you? Has she started writing already?
Yes, she has. Excuse me. She has written 4 children's books already.
Do you want to give us some information on that? Because that's huge.
Well, they haven't came out yet. We're in the process of editing them and releasing them soon, hopefully.
And what is her kid name? What's the baby's kid name?
She doesn't have one yet, but it'll probably be Ashanti J, so that's her first and her middle name.
Okay. That would be a first thing for me to hear in today's book game, is a mother-daughter combination like that on this genre, because I've never seen it before. So that would be pretty interesting.
She loves to write just like me.
That's beautiful. Did she discover that on her own? Or did she actually witness you writing and thought, hey, I think I can do that too?
Started on her own. She is very, like, into art and writing and painting and drawing.
Well, I really, really support you guys, and I think that is really super awesome. And what I wanted to know, yes, you're welcome. That's huge to me. What I wanted to know, out of all the books that you've put out into the universe, which one is your favorite and why? Which one means the most to you and why?
It'll probably be Gangsta Love in My Time Now, Part 2, and that's only because the main character's storyline is based off my ex that I dated when I was in D.C.
Can you give us just a little tinge of this guy, like just a little something to intrigue us to want to like know more about his character?
Okay, well, he was typically like your typical bad boy, but when he was with me, you didn't see that side of him. So that's what made me like fall in love with him and made me crazy over him. But then, you know, the streets finally caught up with him and he went to jail. And I decided to, you know, to dedicate that story to him. So I created the lead character after him and just gave him a different name.
Okay. All right. Well, we are just about at the end of our show. This is the part of the show where we get some shine, people we're grateful to, some shout-outs, things like that. So I will give the floor to you and allow you to do that at this time.
Okay, I would like to shout out my daughters and my family, my G-Street family, my sister, Black the Literary Assassin, my mentor, Nene Capri. She asked me to give y'all her love as well.
Yes,
I forgot that at the top of the show.
Shout out to Nene Capri. And Lisa. She's amazing. So, yes. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And my readers for sticking by me and supporting me and just letting me know how they truly feel about my books.
Okay. That is something that you really can come to appreciate is your readers, because without them, you know, you have no
yes.
audience to embrace you. So you have to shout out to
yes.
them. You have to. We
and
shout out to our listeners. Yes. The whole everything. Is there anybody else before we go that you want to shout out to?
Mm-hmm. And my promo team, Miss Leisha, Miss Tony, and Keita. And I think that's about it.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, is there anything we can expect from you as far as like book tours and promo, PR type stuff having to do with Love, Sex, and Mayhem for the 2016 season, the year, the summer, really? Is there anything coming up or projected, forecasted?
Yes, I'm hoping to do a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Savannah, Georgia soon. I'm supposed to talk to the lady about that tomorrow, actually. So whenever
okay,
I get
okay.
the actual date and time, I will let everybody know. And I'm also
and they can find
looking
it.
Into doing a book tour. And like I said, I definitely want to do the Sisters of Essence again this year as well.
And all of these updates can be found on the Facebook and Twitter and all that I am Miss Radiance, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I have the 556 Chicks Book Club in October as well. I definitely
okay.
know I'll be at that one.
All right. That's what's up. We love it. Well, if you do a part two or anything else that you need, let us know and we'll be here. And you always have a place to shine at Queen City. And we want to thank you for coming on to the show. And we want to wish you many continued blessings and much success. Miss Radiance.
Thank you for having me.
We thank you for showing. All right. It's the end of the show. I'm going to wrap it up and we're going to say goodnight. But, again, the book is Love, Sex, and Mayhem. It's available on Amazon and Kindle. The price is $2.99. Paperback and things like that. You say that they are going to be coming out as well? Or
yes.
I want to make that clear. Okay. All right. So physical book in hand.
And
we'll
there is a part two coming. So just so the readers can know, there is a part two coming. I'm midway finished with that. As we speak.
All right. Well, Miss Radiance, you know where to go. And we got you. So thank you again, and we're going to say goodnight.
Good night. Thank you.
Miss Radiance, did you hear that? She has like 7 books out and more coming. Oh, my goodness. That is impressive.
I've never given a woman love or affection until he meets Kiera Murphy. Despite previously viewing these emotions with disdain, he is now willing to allow her inside of his heart. As they indulge in gratifying love, an ex-lover's catastrophic rage of jealousy threatens to destroy their solid bond. Love is like a drug, and sex is one of the most powerful forces known to man. When blended together, these two things can be very explosive, sometimes causing more pain than pleasure. Only time will tell if this combination will be enough for Andre and Kiera to conquer all the obstacles threatening to tear their relationship apart.
Love, Sex, and Mayhem.
By Miss Radiant. Available Kindle, Amazon, G Street Chronicles. Pick up your copy.